Hey, Nissan, how do you get to the top?
Calculating. Proceed to 1959. Take a hard left in East Africa at the 71 Safari Rally. Veer right for 19 off-road championships in the Baja Desert. Proceed towards Moab. Take the trail to Hell's Revenge. Include steep incline. Continue for the next million miles.
Where to first again?
60 years, millions of miles, and the capability to take you anywhere. This is the new Nissan.
Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All right. The sheer diabolical genius of the template includes aggregated local news content and short write-ups about local sports teams and attractions, interspersed with heavily slanted political news aimed at boosting Democratic midterm candidates and attacking Republican opponents. Their mastheads indicate involvement by another entity, the American Independent. Well, we've heard of that, haven't we? A Washington-based left-wing Fox News outlet. And who's behind that? Well, who's the devil himself? The American Independent was launched by George Soros operative and fundraiser David Brock. This is, well, I'm going to tell you, I mean...
And David does nothing his master... George Soros does not order, I guarantee you.
There's a special hot place in hell for those people, isn't it, Joe?
Yes, there is.
Also known for founding the left-leaning media watchdog Media Matters for America. They're also behind MoveOn.org, which spent all that time trying to get us off the air. The American Independent, which is anything but American or independent, was founded by Matt Feuermeyer, a former senior aide to the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, and to Harry Reid, the late former Senate Democratic leader. The for-profit entity is funded in part by the nonprofit arm of the American Bridge, an opposition research-focused Democratic super PAC, according to the website.
And guess who supports that?
Yep. Okay.
Several of George Soros' organizations contribute to that Democratic super PAC. The circle of life comes back around.
Absolutely. And so, folks, be on the lookout. Listen carefully when you're listening to these. I've come across a couple that the way that they were set up, you would have the appearance that they would be pro-Trump, mega, and then you listen to them and you watch them, and they're dirty. All right, here we go again. Who warns of? Oh, we hit on this. This is will be coming up now. As we get closer to the election, Joe, there's going to be every kind of deflection you can imagine, And that's what everybody's talking about. What are they going to do? The Democrats have to try to find a way to stop it. When Nancy Pelosi came out and she had that little smirk and she said, well, we're going to pick up seats in the House. It's like Nancy was saying, don't worry, the fix is in. I know that the fix is in entirely. We're going to win this, okay? In fact, we're going to we have an article on that by the Connick. The election company, Konek. But anyhow, here we go. The World Health Organization warns of cholera outbreaks in 26 countries as fatality rates rise. The World Health Organization warned on Friday that cholera outbreaks were increased after years of steady decline. I wonder why, Joe.
Yep. I don't actually, but I know what you're being what's called facetious.
Yep. In the first nine months of this year, 26 countries in Africa and Asia have reported cholera outbreaks. According to the World Health Organization, cholera outbreaks are okay. I'll tell you the rest of this if I get the pages apart. Ready? So there you go. Are larger and more deadly. Major ongoing outbreaks are being reported by the Afghanistan, Bangladesh, Democratic Republic of Congo, Ethiopia, Nigeria, according to the European Center for Disease Prevention and Control.
Poor countries. Many, many people are dying. The useless eaters are being killed off.
39,857, okay. Countries reporting new cases since the previous update in Afghanistan, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Iraq, Malawi, Mozambique, Nepal, Philippines, Somalia, South Sudan, Syria, Zambia. Malawi and Haiti listed in there twice. All right, there you go.
But it's exactly right. All those poor countries with the teeming masses of people in poverty, they're the ones that are dying off with the cholera.
I have, Joe, here, and it's a good article, but I think we really need to do this. Now, we have Pledge Week coming up, but we may just save this because it's midterm action list, 7 steps you can take to save our election from the fraud, and it gives you the 7 steps, but it's quite a bit involved in this, and maybe we'll get to it before then, I don't know. But election company Konak, that illegally stored election data in communist China, exposed for contributing all political cash to Biden and other Democrats. New revelations have surfaced linking Joe Biden and other Democrats to corruption in communist China. Remember what we told you about going back even before Biden, when he was still a candidate for president, we were telling you that he's owned by the Chinese government. He's owned. The Biden crime cartel was owned. And who said that? Chinese government said that they owned him. Okay. And so here, new revelations have linked surfacing Joe Biden and other Democrats to corruption in communist China. Konak, a Michigan-based election management company, was just exposed for sending all of its political donations to Biden and other Democrats and not a single Republican. The company was mandated software used to organize poll workers in Los Angeles County is reportedly now part of an investigation into the theft of personal identifying information of those workers, local authorities confirmed. You know, remember Brett Baird kept saying, where's the evidence, where's the evidence? How many times how many articles have we mailed out showing you, here's the evidence right here? But I don't see Brett Baird reading even one part of it. And I've seen that.
They didn't look at the evidence. They didn't look at the videos. They didn't look at any of the things. And there, many of this stuff was put out by the alternate media. And it was never looked at by Fox or the other major corporations. If you don't see it, it doesn't exist, right?
Yeah, but a while back, he pulled that on that Carrie Lake from Arizona, the one that's running for governor.
Yeah, she kind of turned the tables on him.
She turned him every way but loose. And you could see on television his face turning red. He got caught. Brett Baird got caught. And so, anyhow, that's what's going on there. But he says the Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office says that Konak was supposed to securely maintain the data, and not only United States citizens and permanent residents have access to it. However, he determined the company instead stored the information on Chinese Communist Party servers. There you go. And so what they can do. Yeah.
A couple of Democrats, I've got a couple of things. Remember that Patrice Cullors, the trained Marxist who runs BLM?
Yeah.
One of the co-founders? Well, she's been remodeling her $1.4 million Marxist mansion there in California, out, where only the elite live. And she's put up a swimming pool, and she's put up all kinds of big, huge $35,000 fence, and tiered this property with a sauna and fire pits, and put in a lot of concrete work, stepping down terraces, big, fancy pool. continues, who says communism doesn't pay? You know, that's one. And then there's Frank Mervin, who's a Democrat there in Illinois, and he's, of course, running, and he wants to be reelected. Well, he steered a lucrative contract to a campaign donor's business during the time he was a township trustee, and since then he's received thousands of dollars, tens of thousands of dollars in contributions from the individual and from his company and from, oh, friends of the business owner chipping in. And it goes on and on and on about how this company, Unique Events, that he fired the business that was working, hired this group called Dining Solutions, the ones that were supporting him, and they have made all kinds of money working for him. I can't remember the amount right now, but it was, they made over, you know, about $250,000 to the final reports. But every time I look at these things, Democrat after Democrat, they just love to reward their donors. Their donors, it's like a revolving door. The donors give the money. They give business to the donor. The donor gives them more campaign money. And what is the song? The beat goes on, folks. And that's the way politics are done in America. That's why we have the best politicians money can buy in America.
Well, you know, you had that when it comes to this mutilation of the children, making pressuring them to change their genders. It's just unbelievable how sick this is. You know, it used to be children would be somewhere around the age of 3. Sometimes they would start to get a little confused whether they were boys or girls and that. I mean, but they grew out of it. 99% grew out of that, okay? Yeah. But they're being pushed. This stuff is being in the public school system. And now, tonight,
it's
you were...
cool now. It's not just pushed. It's cool. It's in. It is the thing to do and be if you want to be one of the in crowd.
Yeah, so... But what's happening, they were talking about that one of those big groups that do these type of mutilations on the children. We're talking about how, first of all, they were saying that the child has the right to be the person that wants to be this and that. But then when it got to the end, she really, really came out and said what it was all about. And then she said, and there's a lot of money to be made. A lot of money to be made. It's all about mutilating, just like what they did, Fauci and these others. They made all of this money killing people, making people sick. People are sick today. People have lost their jobs, lost their homes, and brought all this harm on people. And with the full backing, the full of NBC, ABC, CBS, folks, remember, you had the full backing of all what they call the mainstream media. They would not report the truth. They would not tell you. They betrayed you. And we kept trying to tell you. We've been telling you, you know, don't listen to them. Listen, they're lying. Okay. Here, Kamala makes post-midterm threat. If Dems win, the Senate is done, Kamala says. Democrats have made it very clear that they will hold onto their power at any cost, even if that means destroying the very democracy they claim to be protecting. In recent years, Democrats have stopped at nothing to expand the federal government, tax you to death, lock you up in your homes, rob you of your First Amendment liberties. They even tried to pass two laws that would have legalized voter fraud by federalizing our elections. But they are far from done. The stakes for our country have never been higher going into midterm election. And Kamala Harris has revealed that the Democrats keep the majority in Congress. If they do, they will destroy the one thing that is keeping the Senate from plunging into chaos. That's right. And, of course, you know what that is, don't you?
I know what chaos is. It's the entire what's happening to America.
Right. Chaos. Well, they want to do away with the filibuster. Our president has said he will not let the filibuster get away yet. If the Senate, through a majority vote, votes to pass the Women's Health Protection Act, he will sign it into law. You know what that means. That means the midterms. We need to hold on to the Senate and get two more than we have to put the law that protects us and the protections of Roe v. Wade. Everything is on the line. When you think about the millions of women and people in America who care about them, who understand the significance of women making the decisions about their own body. First of all, it's not about their body, Joey. See, here's the difference. Here, you can tell, if you folks out there, if you're not sure if you're a Republican or a Democrat, here's one way you can find out. If you feel that you're an independent person, okay, if you feel that you're the only one occupying your body, then you're a Republican. Now, if you feel that you're a part of your mother's body, that you are a part of your mother's body, then you're a Democrat. Because, remember, they say it's our body. No, the child is a completely, totally individual. It's a completely separate individual from the mother. Right, Joe?
Pretty clear, yeah. We okay. are, and the baby is totally dependent on the mother, but yet physically independent of her, existing on its own, right? Except for food and oxygen. It's a unique person.
There you go. And so...
Something you said a minute ago about the government stuff, I was looking something. I wonder if people realize this government is not for us. COVID-19 Relief Fund, the biggest fraud in U.S. history, Bob Unruh. The government allocated more than $5 trillion in economic, relief programs supposed to, take care of the damage. But just the news has figured out that billions and billions and billions were siphoned fraudulently into private accounts. And the Americans Tax Reform said it's the biggest fraud they're still trying to figure out. It's estimated that every dollar of wages that were saved, that the government saved, is going to cost you, the taxpayer, $4.13. In other words, they put in all this money to help people through COVID, but so much was lost and wasted that every dollar that they spent is going to cost you $4.13. $3.7 billion burned by the Federal Emergency Management Agency fraudulent payments. Billions were sent to foreign overseas applicants. Thousands of people with, criminals were given money. Lost about $46 billion went to criminals, on and on. Another headline by the same. But this is by MSN, a couple authors. The government is not only spending trillions, it's losing trillions. $5 trillion that they spent in COVID, we've calculated the losses with the Federal Reserve Department of Education will go over $2 trillion. You see, the Fed, this money went out, the mark-to-market loss on the Treasury bonds portfolio, mortgage securities, is about $540 billion, and it's growing. And within a year or two, it's going to be $1 trillion in market-to-market losses that they had. Then this money, a lot of it went to the school system to do things other than, had nothing to do with COVID. But let me explain something. You're talking about this money, trillions, $2 trillion loss. A million seconds is about 11 and a half days. A billion seconds is 32 years. A trillion seconds is 32,000 years. I'm hoping that will give you an idea where they've lost trillions of dollars they can't account for. Think about that. A million seconds is 11 to 12 days. A billion seconds, 32 years. That's maybe half a lifetime. but a trillion seconds is 32,000 years. And I'm looking at pages and pages of stuff, different losses, the losses on the student loan program, losses that went to the, they were tattling up over the student loan cost over $1 trillion. You see, the program, the student loan program, remember, it was supposed to make, you know, from $60 to $100 billion for the government, but instead of making $60 to $100 billion, it lost $1 trillion. That's your government. Then, these COVID funds, most of them went to the schools. There was $122 billion for elementary and secondary schools. They ended up going to, I'll make it short, bias, anti-racism training, CRT, transgender training. I've got page after page after page, the things that went to high schools, colleges, universities, supposed to all be used for COVID, right? Didn't end up. It ended up with, you know, bias training, ethnic studies, environmental literacy, culture competency, and LGBTQ+, on and on and on. I've got about four pages of it. I know you don't have time to listen to all of those, but that was your COVID money. $5 trillion went to brainwash your children in grade schools, high schools, colleges, universities, trillions stolen and lost through fraud, and the government didn't have any plans to track the money. They have no idea where it went, no way of recovering it. And for every dollar of that $5 trillion, you get to pay back over $4 out of your tax money.
Well,
is anybody mad yet, Pastor? When you hear that, doesn't that make you angry to know the kind of debt they've put us into, that we have to pay all that back? And basically, most of that $5 trillion didn't do anything beneficial, hardly at all, for anyone in the country, except cause higher inflation that we're suffering right now every time you buy food, pay rent, or buy gasoline.
Now here's one for our side, Joe. Man fired for voicing Christian conservative belief. Now fires back. Okay.
Okay, fighting back.
A former employee of Miami-Dade County in Florida fired for his Christian speech and beliefs. Now is taking a government operation to court. Officials with Pacific Justice Institute said the complaint was filed on John LaBriola's behalf to protect his and other constitutional rights for free speech, the free exercise of religion, and free press.
Yeah.
The statement continued, the country's actions jeopardize the core of constitutional rights of every county employee by threatening them with termination for simply exercising those rights. The county's actions also undermine religious tolerance and ignore the fact that tolerance is a two-way street. So Mr. LaBriola did not forfeit the fundamental right, First Amendment rights that he holds as a private citizen by virtue of accepting public employment. Thankfully, our Constitution protects the freedoms to express even those thoughts that others hate. And the case is in the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Florida. And John LaBriola, who served as a media aide for the Board of County Commissioners of Miami-Dade County from 2013 to 2021, was suspended without pay for 3 days in order to attend a punitive extra diversity training program after he wrote an online opinion piece disagreeing with left-wing sexual gender ideologies and the so-called Equity Act. I hope he sues the pants off him for every penny they have.
Because he refused to go to those extra training program, and because he said, I don't have to apologize for his beliefs at all, you know?
Absolutely. Let's open the phone lines, Joe, and take some calls. The phone lines are now open at 888-677-9673. That's
like to hear if anybody out there is mad about finding out about all those trillions of dollars that were wasted, lost, and you out there, the listening audience, get to pay back $4.13 for every one of those $5 trillion wasted. Doesn't
yeah.
it make you angry? I want to hear people get angry.
Well, it's called righteous indignation. The Bible yeah. says be angry and sin not. And that's supposed to be, you're supposed to be really angry at all of this wickedness. And but we have things even more so to be angry at. And,
going on with the children, yeah, there's a lot people should have some righteous anger over, isn't there?
Well, there's one, a case the Supreme Court refused to hear, the so-called Supreme Court, a case giving unborn babies constitutional rights. Well, an unborn baby is a baby, and it's an American soil here. They should have constitutional rights.
Amen.
But the court backed out. It cowered. It got.
Oh.
Yeah. It. Already.
Pastor, one thing we need to mention on it. You know what happens sometimes? The judges rotate, and certain judges get cases, decide whether to bring it before the whole court. And it'd be one or two, I can't remember, one or two, but I wonder how some of these things get turned away. Well, it depends. If you get a liberal judge that's reviewing, they might not pass it on for a vote. And so there is a big difference there whether you have a liberal or conservative judge when it comes to presenting to the court which cases they want to accept that they're going to vote on. Some things don't get presented on time. And may have to wait almost another year to get represented, maybe in front of a different judge. So there is a lot of political play, even in the Supreme Court justice.
Well, let's go to Michigan with Mark. Mark, you're in the air.
Hello there, Pastor Sanders. Hello there, Pastor Larson.
Hello. Hey, Mark.
I am certainly angry about all that money lost. The only thing that we bought with it were the fentanyl overdoses, the suicides, the ruined businesses. We
yeah.
got it all.
You got it. Yeah.
And that's certainly, I can't even believe it. That's the first I heard those numbers. But what I wanted to tell you was when you were talking about the Konak company in Michigan, that in 2019, our Governor Gretchen Whitmer was crowing to the high heavens about giving $306,000 to that company through the Michigan Business Initiative to get started. So she was definitely involved in that. And now she's busy trying to clean the internet up so you don't find any of that. And, because the person, the CEO of that company, who I'm not sure if he's a Chinese national or not, is currently in jail, like at this time.
Is that wicked woman, is she up for re-election? Do you know what I'm talking about? The governor. Is she up for re-election?
Yeah. But I don't know if she's running this year.
That's what I think we lost Mark.
Oh,
Mark.
Yeah.
Are you there, Mark?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Is Whitmer up for re-election?
Oh, she sure is.
Oh, good.
And
is there any chance she's going to get defeated?
Well, we've got Tudor Dixon that President Trump supported, and there's going to be a debate Thursday, and everybody's hoping the first opening salvo will be her asking Governor Whitmer about her cozy connection with the Chinese. But we'll see Thursday whether or not there's that much courage or whether it's just going to be business as usual,
Tell us about this other woman, this Tudor. Well, tell us about her.
Well, I don't know a whole lot about her, except I understand her grandfather died in a nursing home thanks to Gretchen Whitmer's policies, as well as my mother-in-law, and certainly that should have some bearing on it. And she is like a good Republican, and she's and that's what they're trying to defeat her on, is she's very pro-life. and that's the very thing they're attacking her on, because she's just, like, you know, without bending, very pro-life.
Without exception, huh? All right, yeah. Now, for the people in Michigan, and you folks out there listening, God, if you read the Word of God, God has said it would be a sin to vote for that Gretchen. It would be a sin to vote for her. Folks, read the Bible. It's in there. To vote for a wicked person out there, and it doesn't stutter. In fact, it tells you that you should be, let the nations curse you for doing such a thing. Let me jump into the Word of God here for a minute and just give it to you so you hear it yourself. But here, let me read it to you. Got to go back a page. Okay. All right. These things belong to the wise. It is not good to have respect to persons in judgment. He that saith unto the wicked, Gretchen is wicked. She is wicked. She is wicked to the core. She's wanted to close down, you know, the churches, keep the drug stores, the pot stores open, the whiskey stores open. Gretchen Whitmer is wicked. She's wicked to the core, to the very core. She's an unclean woman. And, folks, and very, very corrupt, completely corrupt. It's not good to have respect of persons in judgment. He that saith unto the wicked, thou art righteous, him shall the people curse, nations shall abhor him. But to them that rebuke him shall be a delight, and blessings shall come upon them. Every man shall kiss the lips of him that gives the right answer. Also, let me take you over here. This is what God's Word, the Bible, has to say. And Proverbs 17, verse 15, he that justifieth the wicked, he that condemneth the just, even they are an abomination to the Lord. Okay, and so, folks, again, it's a sin to vote for a wicked person. It's a sin. We'll be back right after this.
I'm satisfied with just a cottage below, a little silver, a little gold, but in that city where the ransom will shine, I want a gold one, that silver line.
Streets and
discouraged. I'm heaven bound. I'm just a pilgrim in search of a city. I want a mansion, a harp and a crown.
Esty Crispin, Brian Park, and you're truly old Pastor Ernie. We got our mansions. We're looking for our mansions. And when we get that mansion, I won't have any more Democrats, no more deep state, none more of this to put up with anymore. Anyhow, so we've got Jeff in Michigan. Jeff, you're in here.
Hi, Pastor.
Hey, Jeff.
Hi, Joe. I was just listening to what Mark was saying about Whitmer, and I agree with him 100%. Whitmer is very corrupt, very crooked. Supports the killing of babies, which is horrible, horrible.
Yep, absolutely right, absolutely right. She is Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 34, and... Do you know what Jeremiah 32:40, verse 34 says? It says that her skirts are filled with the blood of the innocent. The blood of the innocent. And you know what else it says? It says that she didn't even have to, God didn't even have to look upon her heart, her very lips herself. She condemned her own self. Here you go. This is Jeremiah chapter 32. Chapter 2, starting with verse 33. Why trimmest thou thy ways to seek love? Therefore hast thou also taught the wicked ones thy ways. Talking about a wayward, unclean, evil woman. Also in thy skirts is found the blood of the souls of the poor innocents. I am not founded by secret search, but upon all of these. By her actions she condemned herself for her wickedness. There you go. Anyhow, thanks, Jeff. Let's go out to Marlo in Arkansas. Marlo, you're in the air. Hello, Marlo.
You should be there.
Hello, Marlo. If you fall asleep on me, you're in the air. Start talking. Marlo.
Must have dropped something. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay. Yeah, thank you for you and yours, your people there for what you do. We've got that worthless asymptomatic Asa Hutchinson here who threw Trump under the bus, man.
Yeah, I know he did.
For the life of me, I can't think of my senator. I'm in Perry County where Heifer Project International Farm is. Do you know about that?
No, tell us.
Yeah, about a couple months ago, they found one of the Clinton's people that worked for him hanging on a tree there on the farm with a shotgun blast to his chest. I guess he committed suicide.
Another suicide.
Yeah, he probably had his hands tied behind. Yeah. Probably had his hands tied.
The tree.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully we can get. I think Asa will be gone in 2016. I wish he'd go sooner, but he'll go to work for Alice Walton, Walmart. Sam's rolling over in his grave. He was a good Christian man. Boy, she sure messed Walmart up. And pray for people in Arkansas, man. I wish the Christians would stand up here. We had a chance to replace all these rhinos, but they didn't do it. I just hope they turn out this time and try to.
Yeah, Sam Walton was a good Christian man, wasn't he? One of the things he used to do is dress up like a janitor and go to different stores without letting the manager know who he was, and he would watch how the manager treats the employees. And
yeah,
you know,
he did it way before they did it on TV, remember?
Oh yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
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 And
he was a good man, but his daughter, I think she's an alcoholic. Need to pray for her, but she sure messed Walmart up. He shut down all these small businesses and with the mask in the schools and all that. He's not a Republican. He's just a rhino. But
yeah.
God bless you, and thank you, brother. I'll let somebody else get on here.
Thanks, Marlo. God bless. Let's go to John in Minnesota.
You guys are just great. You're pace setters, and I really appreciate that. It's kind of my favorite ministry to support right now.
Thanks. We could definitely use it right now, I can tell you that.
Yeah, well, next week I'll be pledging. But I wanted to bring up two people that I think are snakes that we have to watch out for. And one is Tulsi Gabbard.
Yeah.
Everybody's kind of raving that she's jumped from the Democrat Party. But what they don't know is that she's also an alumnus of the World Economic Forum's Leader Program, grooming young people to take the place of Harari and Schwab and all those clowns. So I think we need to look at her as a very scary person who might be a snake down the road.
That's
very good news.
I missed that she was one of the trainees of that. Thank you for that information.
Yeah. Well, she's actually an alumnus of it, and so she's already introducing her sewage on society. The other one is Elon Musk. I went to a conference, and a fellow exposed Elon Musk really well by saying that he's actually a transhumanist. He's really big into the transhuman movement, and that's really scary to me.
All right. Very, very good, John. Yeah, you do have to watch them.
A lawnmower running well, let alone a robot. So I'm like you, I really worry about that transhuman stuff. If we can't keep the small stuff going today, how are we going to keep something that complicated working?
Things don't have to be so complicated, Joe. You know, this obsession with electric cars, we found out how well they do during the floods in Florida.
And you can't put them out. What is it? The one guy said it takes enough water to put out two or three house fires to put out some of those cars because it's a box within a box within a box, and they can't get water to the battery.
Yep. And so, but not only that, but, you know, just to charge those things, it takes so much, you know. See, here's the stupidity. They charge the electricity produced is mostly produced by coal that they use to charge these electric cars, which actually puts a lot more pollution into the environment than gas if the cars run on gasoline. You know, it's like common sense is a crime. Common sense has been outlawed. I mean, it's just absolutely stupid. But that's where we're at today. This is the perilous times we're living in. It's unbelievable. But you got nuclear energy, and again, we've got the most amount of nuclear power plants in the whole world. But guess what? We don't have very little uranium. We have one major source of uranium. Remember all of that was sold to Russia?
Twenty-something percent of all our uranium sold to the Russians by Hillary.
Yeah, well, one of the large corporations in there managed last year to buy most of that back, and so they have it back here now. But the thing of it is too, you know, where it comes to these minerals to make these chips out of, we got them here. We've got the minerals in this country. They just won't let them dig for it. Just like the oil, we got all of the oil. We're sitting on the world's largest pools of oil. But the communist, the anti-Christ, anti-American communist in D.C., Joe Bo Biden, and his wacko environmentalists is keeping us from having our oil. We could be oil energy independent. We could be paying $2 a gallon for gas. In fact, we would have been paying less than that. Trump had cut a deal for $18 a gallon gasoline.
Oil, you mean?
Wow. No, $18 a barrel, yeah. That's amazing, but there you go.
Natural gas, we've got more natural gas. We could be supplying not only our country, but we could be selling it to Europe, and they wouldn't have to worry about that pipeline from Russia. It's committing national suicide. The government is intentionally trying to destroy America. That's all it is to it.
Yep. Thanks for calling, John. Who do we have next?
Dennis in Oregon.
Dennis, you're in the air.
Yeah, I'm here. I wanted to tell you, I told your person that answered that out here in Hillsboro, Oregon, I'm getting a lot of interference lately. When I try to listen to the show, you can hear other music playing, and they'll be like just blackouts and stuff. So I don't know if somebody's messing with you or not, but I wouldn't be at all surprised. And then since I can't hear you, you probably already talked about this, but a lot of why they're letting a little bit of this information be found out now is they want us to kind of take our breath and think, oh, it's calming down. But I think they're going to use a climate change lockdown just before the election to try to take the election again. But
we have to be prepared for anything because we just really have to be. All right, yeah.
I want to say this too. I do nursing home ministry, and one thing this has done is it's proven all of the hirelings, because they will not help at all. They all are running scared, and it's just, I hear people talking. You can find out many of the people who go to church and call themselves Christians don't even know the first thing about it. So it is the wheat and the chaff are being exposed. So I'll let you go. I know you got your time is expensive, but I just wanted to.
Can I ask you before you go, what station are you listening to us on?
KPDQ AM. It's the AM station.
Okay.
KPDQ in Oregon.
Yeah.
K, like Kite, Paul, David, Queen, KPDQ FM, I mean AM.
Well, they're probably trying to jam us, but we'll look into that. They're constantly trying to, so we'll look into that. But thanks.
Okay. God bless you.
God bless you. I got time for one more call. This is the last call for the night. And who do we have? Cliff, you're in the air. Cliff made it in.
Yeah. Hi. One thing that fits in a little bit with the discussion. I was just listening to the David Knight Show podcast. Instead of Bobby Knight, it's David Knight. But he's got some tidbits globally, and they said that yesterday that two major cables miles apart were cut on the rail lines in Germany, and temporarily the freight can't move. And they said, well, was this the Russians? Who was this? But I was thinking, could something like that fit in with burning down the food factories? Could this be part of the starvation plot? What do you think?
Yeah, well, I don't put anything. I cannot trust it. Again, we no longer have a government for the people, of the people, by the people. It is turned against us. The very same communist, the mindset that we fought against for years is there now. They've taken over. My dad told me that this would happen. He said that they were going to infiltrate if they're parasitical, and that's exactly what they did. They infiltrated, and everything that all the good institutions have been infiltrated in.
European Union, United Nations, it's happened all around us.
Yep. But, go ahead.
The other thing on that podcast, you had a clip from a French politician who's also an MD, and he took the one of the vaccines from Johnson & Johnson, apparently, and he's had like four heart operations. And but he said that Marcon, he found out Emmanuel Marcon and the other major politicians did not take it. And he was doing it as an example, you should take the shot. But I was thinking, this guy sabotaged himself. He should have known better, because he said, in the clip it says, he said, I'll take it. If I get sick, I get sick. If I don't, I don't. But that's an example of a guy that should have known better. So I put a lot of blame on him. Why is he using himself as basically a lab rat? You know, he's a doctor. He was aware that this might have been dangerous, and he still went ahead to, you know, give the perception I'm like a knight in shining armor, and I'm doing this. You know what I mean?
I hear you. Cliff, I'm out of time. But thanks for calling. Okay. Are you going to heaven or hell? That's a question, folks, that everybody needs to ask themselves. And we end the radio program with this invitation, because we want you to think about that before your head hits the pillow tonight. Think about that. What if you don't wake up in this world, in this life? Where are you going to wake up at? The Bible teaches that many, many, many seemingly good people are going to hell because all have sinned, Romans 3:23. For there is not a just man upon the earth that doeth good and sinneth not. And we read that over in Ecclesiastes 7:20. Sin has a price. The Bible states that the soul that sinneth, it shall die. For the wages of sin is death, Romans 6:23. You might be wondering, what happens to people who die in their sins? The Bible teaches that it is appointed unto once to die, to all men to once to die, but after that the judgment, Hebrews 9:27. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Revelation 20:15. Is there any hope? Yes, God sent his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus, who into the world to pay the penalty for your sins. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16. God commended his love toward us, as in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:8. The Bible tells us that God desires to save everyone. God is not willing that any should perish, but all that should come to repentance. 2 Peter 3:9, Jesus said, him that cometh to me, I will in no way cast out. John 6:37. So do you want to be saved? The Bible teaches that there are several things you must do in order to be saved. First, you must realize that there's nothing you can do to make yourself worthy of heaven. Not by works of righteousness that we have done, but according to his mercy we're saved, as Titus 3:5. You must repent of your sin. God now commandeth that every man everywhere to repent. Acts 17:30. Repentance is a change of heart which causes you to turn towards God and away from your present way of life. The third thing you must do is to believe that Christ died for your sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried and he rose again on the third day according to the Scriptures. 1 Corinthians 15:34. And the last thing you must do is to receive Christ as your personal Savior. But as many as received him, Jesus, to them give you power to become the sons of God. We're out of time tonight. Till tomorrow, good night. God bless. Always, always keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left. Hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.